Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Greg, thank you very much indeed for that. Now, you may be suffering, you might not know it, from gluteal amnesia if your lower back is very stiff and sore after a long day in an office chair or a car or a van seat, otherwise known as, in the US, dead butt syndrome. It can occur when one of your biggest muscles in the body forgets, so to speak, how to operate properly due to a lack of activity. Dr. Kenneth Monaghan is a clinical musculoskeletal specialist physiotherapist and lecturer in health science and physiology at the Atlantic Technological University and author of Lights, Mirror, Action for Stroke Survivors and Their Caregivers. Dr. Kenneth Monaghan, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hello, Cormac, and thank you very much for having me on the show.
I never thought I'd be asking a doctor on the radio about dead butt syndrome.
I suppose that's the American term for it. People in this part of the world probably would be familiar with gluteal deactivation or gluteal tendinopathy. And sometimes you'd be more familiar with that particular condition in sports people rather than ordinary non-sporting population.
Yeah, what is it though? What is it?
So it's a condition where, so the gluteal muscles are consist of three muscles in your bum, and what they're responsible for is they shock absorb you when you take a step or when you're walking or running. They're also responsible for, you know, keeping your pelvis control and controlling some of your back movements. So they're all the time working, especially when you're standing or when you're doing activities of sitting or, you know, standing up from sitting down. But where there seems to be problems with it is that when people sit down for quite a long time, so we're not talking about sitting for just one day for a few hours. We're talking about where people sit down continuously, you know, at desks and computer screens for days and weeks and months over the period of their life. Then it
like if you were, for example, presenting a 2.5 hour radio show and preparing for that for hours in advance, you know, something like that.
Yes, and
you might.
Are you calling
this
dead
problem?
Butts?
So how do you know then if you have it, and what does it do to you?
I suppose commonly people would come to people like myself in clinics and they would report that they have some pain in their gluteal areas or they have some low back pain and people think it's maybe around the sacroiliac area. I suppose what happens when you sit, when you're sitting, muscles work in pairs. So when you're sitting there at your desk at this moment, the muscles on the front of your hip, they're slightly subtly shortened a little bit. Mm. And the muscles on the back of your hip, they're going to be subtly slightly lengthened. And if you're only doing that for short lengths of time, it doesn't really make so much difference. But if you're doing it for a long time, it actually can lead to a little bit of micro trauma in the muscles at the back. And then they don't work as well as they should. And of course, if a big muscle like the gluteals don't work perfectly, then other muscles around it are going to compensate a little bit. And that's what eventually leads to other types of injuries. So common
like the
things
back
that
pain,
people,
for example, is it?
Yeah, exactly. It's you know, there's a lot of research that says that it exacerbates disc problems and makes people a little bit more vulnerable to getting disc problems. The other thing is maybe, you know, sports injuries like hamstring tears and shin splints and things have been associated with that particular lack of activity. So it's common. Now, there's two groups of people, of course. Sports people tend to get, you know, they can suffer from this. If somebody's a very good sports person but they're at a desk all day, then they need to be a little bit careful before they engage in their activities that evening. And we commonly see sports people do gluteal activation exercises before they do their exercise, you know, before they begin sports, so that they're ready to go and they're activated. But I suppose it's people who aren't sports people wouldn't usually think about this injury. But yes, those people who maybe want to go for their walks in the evening time or should be going for their walks, they're the people that this is very useful to learn about because...
Okay. I ask you, why is it called dead butt syndrome? I mean, when if you lie in your arm at night time and your arm goes dead, yes, like that would be the phrase that would use, you lose feeling. Is that the reason? Do you lose feeling in your butt? Is that one of the symptoms? No. Okay.
Well, it's what you're describing there is where you know, if you put a little bit of pressure onto a nerve, and you feel these tingling pins and needles, and you know your muscle. You know, so if you sit back on your ankles, or you know, if your arm is on the edge of a chair, and you feel, you know, it's very uncomfortable. But you usually get that sensation very quickly backwards. This term, you know, dead butt syndrome comes from America, but really the term is gluteal amnesia, or it's just a term that's thrown out there, I suppose, to highlight the issue. But it's not an actual desensitization or lack of electricity that's going to the muscles per se. It's just that the muscle over a period of time can become a little bit injured. Like I said earlier, you can get a little bit of micro trauma, and it can exist. But depending on how active you are, you might know it or you mightn't be as well aware of it.
Can I pay this tribute to you finally? I never thought a conversation about dead butt syndrome could be so interesting and so informative. Dr. Kenneth Monaghan, well done. Thank you very much indeed.